24 minutes before 5, Victoria City Council tomorrow will debate whether it should put a cap on the number of cruise ships coming into and docking at Ogden Point. Now, some people think this is the City of Victoria once again getting involved in an issue that really has no auspices over, an issue that maybe it shouldn't delve into. I disagree. This is our air. This is our land. This is our infrastructure. Do I love the cruise ship industry? Yeah, I think it adds a lot of money to our economy. Should something be done about the smog in the air? Yeah, and it shouldn't be me, and it shouldn't be you, because it's not our boat. My guest is Marg Gardner. She's president of the James Bay Neighborhood Association. You showed me a picture, Marg. You remember this in the spring? It was a photo of Victoria. It looked like it was taken from Mount Doug or something.
Oh, yes.
And the smog? I don't know the context of that. Was that because...
No, I don't know who took it. Someone tweeted it.
Well, you
someone
gave me
took
the picture.
Yes.
Yeah. You showed me the photo, though. Was that in relation to the ships?
Oh, yes. There are... we have seen some of that this year, and you do see it. Now, that doesn't mean that it's all bad emissions when you see a picture, because if it's white and clear, it could just be water. I mean, I'm not trying... I don't think... it wouldn't be right to state that it's all...
But it kind of looked like L.A. there, that photo.
Yes, and no matter what it is, greenhouse gases. Which, and so although that's a different type of pollution that isn't hazardous to us in our individual health, it is to the world, to the earth.
I know you said some of these small particulates you don't even know when you're breathing them.
No,
you can't.
They're too small.
But let me ask you this. You've lived in James Bay for a number of years, mm-hmm. and the number of cruise ships has incrementally gone up each and every summer. Mm-hmm. Do you notice a difference?
Well, in 2000, and when it was really, really bad, when the sulfur dioxide was bad, I remember I burned my eyes once, and it took about a week to recover, and I had to leave town. And a lot of people were leaving for health reasons. They really were. After the sulfur dioxide was solved, then the problems were much less, but people that were sensitive to chemicals were still being affected by the other emissions coming off of the diesel burn. And there's no question about that. We did a one ship years ago that came in on natural gas, and it was clean as a whistle, but of course would have greenhouse gases.
Right.
But it was clean as a whistle as far as impact on residents' air.
Speaking of natural gas, are you impressed or at least pleased a bit the changes of the buses that go on Dallas Road?
Well, the
problem... Because they're no longer using diesel.
Pardon?
I thought they were no longer using diesel.
No.
I was told recently that they've been converted.
Some have, some haven't been. No. They're still diesel. There's some messy ones. But I think the thing that you have to remember, the buses, although you might be increasing some of the emissions, they're increasing the volume and the number of buses and the number of cruise ships, not number of buses, the number of routes a bus takes.
Right.
And so the congestion problem and people being able to use the streets, residents and others, is not being resolved. And part of the problem with the land transportation is, in my personal view, is you just don't need great big buses to take people downtown. You do need them to take to Bouchard, or rather Bouchard needs them to go to Bouchard Gardens. And as you know, the chair of the GVHA is also the head of Bouchard Gardens. And so we do have that complicating issues, too.
Is that a conflict or is it a complication?
Could be either. I don't know. I'm not a legal person who would just say it was not
but
a conflict. It's a private industry, so it's not a conflict. It's not a public.
Fair enough.
But it does, but it's something
buses,
that should be declared.
Some of the buses
time.
have been converted.
Yeah, well, some were converted years ago to other things, too, to the other issues. I mean, there's lots of issues around it. But the real thing is, in a lot of ports, you don't take huge buses just a couple kilometers downtown. You walk it, especially since Fisherman's Wharf is partway there. And also the city, you remember, might backed away from the Huron Cove bridges, which was supposed to make the walk better. And so a lot of the walking things that were supposed to occur have not occurred. So walking is not being encouraged, is all outside of mostly language and people and spin. The actual things needed to really encourage walking, a lot has not occurred.
The business community this morning was saying with Al, I can't remember if it was Paul Nursey or Ian Roberts, and Paul Nursey with the Greater Victoria Business Association, he's Destination Victoria, Greater Victoria, or if it was Mr. Robertson with the GVHA. But one of the two was saying that there has been at least two small businesses who have been very concerned and have called because this whole story has caused some concern with their bankers, saying, are you guys going to be okay? Do you buy that?
I believe it. Just as I believe that residents that had to leave had to really incur costs in real estate phase and other things to move. Residents have been incurring real costs in either trying to get air conditioning, which is almost silly to have air conditioning in Victoria in the summer. if you can use air, but they can't. And so we've been incurring, residents have been incurring real costs in James Bay for the last many years. And yes, there will be real costs coming and going from lots of businesses, I'm sure.
Tons of text messages coming in, but some of them are broken up, so it's difficult to read. This one here, this should be a provincial and federal issue. Small businesses are already hurting from the rumor mill. This is what we're saying. Mm-hmm. From the rumor mill created by this mess about the cruise ships. Cruise Ships Limited in Victoria, we are able to recall or impeach. Impeach Mayor Helps. Okay, I'm not going to read. That's from Ward Griffith. Thanks, Ward. Wardo, the Kingdom of Saanich. He's saying to jokingly impeach Lisa Helps. Is Lisa Helps on the right track here?
Yes, and I think it's rather, if you just look at the election that's going on, the federal election, it's all on climate change.
Yeah.
The mayor and council can't ask residents, we cannot ask residents with any good conscience to cut down, even on plastic bags, when we are not demanding the same of the cruise ship, this multi-billion dollar cruise ship industry that comes in and also dumps some plastics here too.
Yeah.
I mean, we...
That's a fair point, and that's something that I hear every time we do an interview on, you know, plastic straws or plastic mm-hmm. bags, all these bans or cleaning up the beaches. Inevitably, I'll get one, two, three, or four saying, okay, that's great, but what about the cruise ships?
Yeah, and even GVHA won't ban, they like to pick up, they help tremendously in the shoreline, let's clean up the cigarette butts, but they don't prohibit cigarette smoking on GVHA properties, which is all along shoreline.
That's interesting.
So I think that there's a lot that can be done, a lot that should be done that would not negatively impact businesses that should be done, such as that.
Let me ask you straight up, because you alluded to this earlier. Does the GVHA kowtow to the cruise ship industry?
Oh, even a couple of their own board members have said that they've been totally captured by them. There's no question.
Are they living in fear that if we don't give the cruise ship, we being the community and the GVHA itself, give pretty much whatever the cruise ship industry wants, that they'll go elsewhere? They'll dock in Vancouver.
Not going to go to Nanaimo because that's the Strait of Georgia. They're going to strain this. It's a different route from Alaska to Seattle. They don't go on the other side of the island. So they stay up here. No, that's not a fear. It is good fear-mongering tactic,
right.
But it's not a fear because this industry plans on doubling. They don't have enough spots to stop, and Seattle is building one more pier. So they're going to have another ship. So this is going to increase tremendously, and Canada has to take control of it all the way up and down the shorelines. We have about 1,000 passes a year of these ships, and these aren't, as we were saying before, these are floating resorts, not just like container ships or even like tanker ships. These are burning a lot more energy for fun.
What role do you think other governments should play in this, the feds, the province?
Well, everybody should play roles, but in Victoria, it's Victoria. Because right now, GVHA is not a public port. There's another port authority.
GVHA is private
property. Yeah. It's within City of Victoria zoning. The federal government's responsible for it. It's in the open ocean, and that's its responsibility. But it's here. The current zoning says that Ogden Point should be compatible with their activities with the residential community, because we are, in fact, the industry spokesman, CLIA, have stated that we're very unusual and that we're the only port where the cruise ships are just across the street from residential areas. And so the city is responsible for what happens there as far as zoning. The zoning says it should be compatible. The zoning says no noxious emissions should be coming from Ogden, and has said that for years. And JB&A has commented on that and asked for that bylaw to be enforced years ago. That was Lisa may not know that, because it was even before she was mayor. It goes back that far, because, of course, that's when the sulfur dioxide was very heavy.
Right. We're going to have to leave it at that because of time. Always enjoy our visits together. When are we going for lunch again?
Thank you, Mark. Well, gee, we should go for lunch. We missed my birthday. I guess we can pick another day.
I'm sorry I missed your birthday.
Aww.
I do that from time to time. If there's a certain somebody listening, she'll know that that's true. It happens. Mark Gardner, president of the James Bay Neighborhood Association. Belatedly, happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
446.